This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Rahul Tandon.
To the markets, and the chairman of America's central bank, the Federal Reserve, has used a speech to send shockwaves to the financial system. Here's our regular markets commentator, Chris Lowe at FDN Financial.
Coming into this, no one thought she would say anything of market importance. Yellen was at Harvard today for their annual Radcliffe Day, where they celebrate women and their accomplishments, and obviously first female chair of the Federal Reserve, she was being celebrated. It was thought she'd talk about the difficulties of being an economist and being a trailblazer at the Fed, but Greg Mankiw, the economist who was interviewing her, suggested that because it was an early close, we have a long weekend in the U.S. this weekend, and because traders had delayed their trips out to the Hamptons until she spoke, he said, if you have anything important to say, why not get it out up front? And she did. What she said was the economy has been slow, but it's picking up in the spring, which indeed the data suggests, and that it will be appropriate to resume rate hikes in the next few months. And initially, I suspect because there weren't many people still around, so very thin markets, there was a sharp sell-off in stocks. The market then rallied back, collapsed back to its lows, and then finally rallied back again. I think the reaction is sort of doubly important. First, it's important because it turned out to be the best week for stocks in the U.S. since mid-April. We were up 2.5% this week. And obviously that's relevant, but it's also important because Fed officials are going to look at that market reaction and see it as a clear indication that the markets are okay with it if the Fed decides to raise rates.
Chris Lowe at FDN Financial there. Time for what is an extraordinary story. A TV and cinema advert for laundry detergent in China has been accused of being the most racist commercial ever screened. The 45-second film has caused outrage on social media networks in the West over the last 24 hours, but provoked little comment in China when it was released a month ago. Our business reporter Alex Ritson joins me in the studio now, and we watched it together. Alex, just describe it. I mean, you're shaking your head. I'm still trying to come to terms with it.
Well, when I first saw it, I honestly thought this advert was a joke. But no, it's deadly serious. It's a real advert for a big brand of Chinese washing powder, Kia Obi. The scene, picture a young Chinese woman. She's doing her laundry. Into the room walks a black man with some paint stains on his face. They look at each other suggestively. She puts a tab of washing machine detergent in his mouth and then stuffs him headfirst into the washing machine.
Forcefully.
She then sits on the lid, switches it on, and a short time later she opens the lid again and he emerges, a fair-skinned Chinese man, and the lady looks very pleased with herself.
Yeah, and everybody who watches it, I think, feels quite shocked, but not in China. And it has caused some outrage on social media in other parts of the world, but not in China.
Huge outrage on social media in other parts of the world. But this advert, as you say, was released in China a month ago, and it was only 24 hours ago that it started coming to the attention of the world. One of our reporters in China actually contacted the boss of the washing powder brand, Mr. Zia, and she spoke to him, and he told her he didn't realize it was racist until it was pointed out to him. As I say, big storm on Facebook, particularly outside China, over the last 24 hours. And there has actually been some comment on Chinese social media. The word that keeps coming through is awkward. One user tweeted, "My lord, do Chinese marketing people not have any racial education?" I don't know. The small number of Africans living in China may be not helping here. According to the latest census, there are only 600,000 foreigners living in China, and only a very small proportion of those people are black. So it's fair to assume that the vast majority of the 1.3 billion people in China have no real experience of interacting with black people.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's happening across the border in India as well, as a similar situation there. But I suppose as both countries' economy grows, they're going to have more people from Africa coming and working there.
it's going to happen. And going back into history, the advertising industry has far from clean hands in this. If you do just a very quick internet search, you'll find some really shocking pictures of British and US advertisements, even for Pears soap, going back to the early 19th century, really sort of pushing racial stereotypes of black skin as dirty and white skin as somehow being pure and desirable. And as you've indicated there, this sort of continues to this day in many parts of Asia where skin lightening products are big business.
They're a huge business. Alex, thank you very much for that. You can go and see the video on the BBC website. I'm sure you'll be as shocked as me and Alex were, really.